And here comes our cowboy, Robert Tinsley, of Brevard, North Carolina, and the University of Florida. Sing a little bit, Laura.
First number I'd like to do tonight is the Old Chisholm Trail. This is perhaps the most popular of all the cowboy ballads among the cowboys themselves. And even though this is a product of the big cattle drives between Texas and the Kansas markets, more than any other song, it was adopted by all of the cowboys wherever they were, including the Florida Cowboys, the Old Chisholm Trail. Well, come along, boys, and listen to my tale. I'll tell you I'm a trouble on the Old Chisholm Trail. Come a tie, I yippee, 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 come a tie, I yippee, yippee. I started up the trail October 23rd. I started up the trail with the two you heard. Come a tie, I yippee, 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 come a tie, I yippee, yippee. It's bacon and beans most every day. I'd sooner be eating prairie hay. Come a tie, I yippee, 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 come a tie, I yippee, yippee. I'm up in the morning before daylight, and before I sleep the moon shines bright. Come a tie, I yippee, 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 come a tie, I yippee, yippee. I went to the boss to draw my roll. He had me figured out $9 in the hole. Come a tie, I yippee, 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 come a tie, I yippee, yippee. Oh, sell my outfit as soon as a cow, and I won't punch cows for no dang man. Come a tie, I yippee, 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 come a tie, I yippee, yippee. Next one is a sentimental cowboy song, and the name of it is The Cowboy's Dream. Last night as I lay on the prairie and gazed at the stars in the skies, I wondered if ever a cowboy would drift to that sweet by and by. Like dogies will stand to be marked by the riders of judgment who are posted and know every brand.
Our greatest cattle king in Florida was old Jake Summerlin. He owned about 50,000 head of cattle down there, around in the two home counties. And he has a daughter still living down there and around that. And he built his home in Punta Rasa, Florida, 18 miles below Fort Myers. It's still standing. He built it in 1864 and used wooden pegs for nails. Well, we get on back there, then the next cattle king, you might say, was these old same two Likes brothers of the Likes Brothers Steamship Company. Their father was a cattleman. He drove a herd of cattle down to Ballast Point just out of Tampa one time, and he was paid in Spanish gold coins. But the Cubans, he had enough gold to fill an old octagon soap case. It wasn't a carton those days, it was a wooden box. Well, would you believe it? He spread his saddle blankets over that, lay down with his cowboys, and went to sleep with his head on that box of gold. Of course, he had a bodyguard. Then we'll get on down there. The next biggest cattle king there was in South Florida was old Judge Zyber King. He also had 50,000 head of cattle that ran in DeSoto in Charlotte County. And he had a cowboy with him. They got the colorful cowboys in the movies. They got cowboys out there that can shoot the tip off a cigarette, and they can do a lot when they're doing it drugstore style. But this other man, his name was Napoleon Bonaparte Mazel, and he was just a man off of the range. Now, he pulled some stunts that would stir up anything. One of his first stunts down there was he and his Buck King, the foreman on the ranch. Buck was later first president of the National Bank in Arcadia, and organized that and got it going. Well, they were riding the range one day, and he thought he'd have a little fun. He told old Bone, he said, "Bone," he said, "you see that old cow out there? It was an old gray, tawny bag of bone there with 4-foot-wide horn." "Yeah," he said, "well, if you'll rope that cow," said, "I'll give her to you." Well, he knew Bone was trying to start a ranch of his own, so no sooner said than done. Bone threw his rope, and he caught that cow to start with, looped his rope around his saddle horn, and started going hand over hand down the rope with his knife in his mouth. He got about halfway to the scrub oak thicket where the old cow was, and she bolted, and the rope come untied, and she just cartwheeled old Bone right on into the scrub down there. Well, you can figure what happened in there when that wildcat cow dragged him into the scrub. The air turned blue above that oak thicket for about 15 minutes. Whenever old Bone came out, they were all laughing. He said, "You've lost your knife." He said, "You couldn't mark that cow without the knife." He said, "I did too. His mustache was bloody to prove it." They drove the old cow out in the open, and he had held that wild cow in his arms and chewed his own mark in her ear, almost as neatly as a knife would have done it. Then later on again, he started building up another herd, and he roped a little calf that didn't happen to be his own, so they had him prosecuted. Well, Arcadia down there, the county seat of DeSoto County, they had a brand new courthouse, and they wanted to use this courthouse for something anyway. So they were going to try old Bone Mazel. Well, there were several cattle ranchers around there, well-off cattle ranchers. They wanted to see old Bone get what was coming to him, so they was right there when the trial came up. Judge says, "Mr. Mazel," he says, "you're charged with stealing one cow." Says, "Do you have anything to say for yourself?" "Yes," the judge. Bone says, "I has." Bone couldn't talk plain. He says, "I has." He went to pointing these cattle ranchers out. He says, "I stole cows to start every one of them men in business." Said, "The first one I took for myself, they had me arrested." Well, he had the court and the beef stew right then. But they had to, after they got the flies chased out of the room and got everything quieted again, well, they had to give him something to show on the books. So the judge gave him a year in the Florida penitentiary. Then he gave him a ticket and said, "You can go when you feel like it and go up and serve your sentence out." But Bone, he was a man of action. He figured he might as well go on and get it over with. So he told him he would leave town that afternoon on a northbound train, and he did. But before he went, the merchants of Arcadia, Florida, they made him a prisoner. New hat, new boots, new suit of clothes, and some money, and anything else he wanted to take along on the trip. Well, he went on up all alone, going to serve his own sentence in the penitentiary. Got there, a deputy met him with a car, drove him out to the state penitentiary. He expected to be locked up, but instead of that, they had a big banquet laid out up there. After the big banquet was eaten, they asked Bone to make a speech. Well, he got up and made a speech. He praised that institution to the highest. After that, he stepped down the ward and gave him a full pardon. He was free to go back home. That's the shortest year was ever served anywhere. About the best thing Bone ever pulled. Now, this is all state history I'm giving you. It's true. About the best thing he ever pulled was to come a fella down here from Vermont. Got a job with Bone. I guess he was a black sheep off of some white family up there. And he couldn't stand these mosquitoes and malaria, so he sickened and died pretty quick. Bone buried him over there in the local cemetery, wrote the family back north. They sent money to have him taken up. But when they sent the money to take him up, Bone got his crew and went out to the cemetery, and he said, "Boys," he said, "that fella has been everywhere and seen everything." He said, "Old Bill Red over here never went nowhere. So let's give him a good ride." They dug up the other fella and sent him north just to give him a good ride in place of the Yankee. Bone never, well, he wasn't punished for that. But not.